Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God that engages us this morning is the psalm which we have just sung. As we make our way through the Sundays after Pentecost, through the half year of the church, we once again turn to expressing our delight, our love, our desire for the law of the Lord. And we do so with the words of the 119th Psalm. It is our turn this week to promise to obey, to keep the words of God, to make haste and to not delay, not to procrastinate in keeping his commandments, to turn our steps, to walk in the way of his statutes, to pray to him to teach us his decrees. Well, to ask for such things and to promise to do such things, one shouldn't do lightly. And so it leads us to a question. What kind of person promises to do these kinds of things? What kind of person says that he will promise to keep God's words, that he will turn his steps to walk in his statutes, who will be a friend to those who fear him, to those who follow his precepts? What kind of person says stuff like this? It is the person who has already confessed, who knows already, who delights in the Lord as his portion. It is the person who already has heard and taken comfort in God's verdict of righteousness. It is the person who, by the grace of God, can already see that throughout the earth, across the world, God's steadfast love is there. It's that kind of person. Which leads us to another question. Who is it? Who is it that evokes this confession, that prompts this kind of word? It is the Lord. It is Yahweh. It is the God of Israel, who not only is able to do great things, but like Psalm 119 says again and again, promises to do good things. He will save. He will deliver. He will do good according to his promise. As the psalmist says here, be gracious to me according to your promise. It's not simply that the Lord is able, but that the Lord is committed to the people that speak these words. He is their portion. Now, when, after 40 years wandering in the wilderness, Israel finally crossed over the Jordan River and entered the Promised Land and took possession of it, the land was divided up by tribe, by clan, and the people received their portion, their allotment, their share, their inheritance. Everyone, that is, except for the Levites, to whom was given no land. No, to them the Lord says, I will be your portion. I will be your inheritance. Now, to receive the portion from the Lord is not just to have a place to live or a plot of land to work. It is God's provision for them, to sustain them, to bless them. But to the Levites, when the Lord said, I will be your portion, I will be your inheritance, he was making it especially clear that he is the giver of all good things. He is the source of blessing. He is the place to turn to for help. He alone is help. But Israel picked up on this, not just the Levites, but all God's people, and recognized the Lord as their portion. And so we see in this psalm and in other psalms, in other places, the confession to Yahweh, you, O Lord, are my portion. And that is to say, you and you alone are it. You, O Lord, and you alone are our life. You and you alone are our hope. You and you alone are our righteousness. You and you alone are our refuge. You and you alone are our salvation. You are our portion, O Lord. And it's out of that kind of recognition, that kind of faith, a trust that is complete, a reliance that is total and exclusive, for one who sees the Lord this way, the source of everything, the refuge against all that is evil. Well, to such people, in such recognition, out of such faith, is there any other wisdom to learn? No. Are there any other ways to follow? No. Are there any other kinds of commandments to keep? No. No, it is for this God. It is in this faith. It is in this trust. You, O Lord, are my portion. Come words like, I promise to keep your words. I will make haste. I won't delay to keep your commandments. Teach me your decrees. But the God whom Israel confessed is the God who also made you. He is the God who sustains you. He is the God who provides for you. He is also the God who redeems you from your sin, from death, from all that is evil. He is the God who is not only able to save, but who says to you, I save you. He is the one who says to you, though you are deceived, I will show you the way. Though you are held captive, I will free you. Though you sin, I will forgive you. Though you die, I will raise you. That is his word to you. He will be, he is your portion. And so these are our words. And so this is our confession. We say with Israel, we say with all God's people, you, O Lord, are our portion. And with him as our portion, can there be any other wisdom to learn? Can there be any other ways to follow? Can there be any other commandments to keep? Can there be any other word to delight in? Any other instruction to love? No. He is it. The Lord is it. Our hope, our life, our righteousness, our refuge, our salvation. He is it. And so we say, you, O Lord, are our portion. We promise to keep your words. And so we pray. The earth is filled with your steadfast love. Teach me your decrees. And so we praise the living God. Glory to the Father, glory to the Son, glory to the Holy Spirit, who was, is now, and evermore shall be. Amen. Praise the Lord.